Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
You know, it's said that there are two wings of Buddhist practice, and that's wisdom and compassion. And you need both of these wings to fly. I don't think that I need to define wisdom for you, but I'll give you a brief definition of compassion. It's seeing the suffering of another and the desire to do something about it. And just honestly, by the lack of presence on Monday, it seems that there's a lack of compassion from this council. And I hate to say that. I hate to see that from elected officials. I'm sure, as Ms. Kallick said, something important must have come up that prevented you from being there.
So, at the city council meeting last week, you had this conversation with the representatives of Just Pensacola. It wasn't clear to me whether Justin Otto, who says he's the head of a local Buddhist sangha, that he is actually with them or just kind of had come along. I think there were three sort of official representatives who'd come along. This is the organization that put on the big event last Monday at the church. Going just by the congregations represented and by some of the speakers who I know from other contexts, an organization that seems to me to lean very heavily to the left. Not that that's bad. I mean, that's everybody's got a voice. That's fine. Just kind of to put in context, these are the folks that want the city to put aside a massive amount of money in a dedicated fund to do affordable housing with, right? And so they basically were angry that people from the city council and the mayor didn't come to this meeting last Monday. And I will tell you, for like, I didn't even know this meeting. They didn't invite us. You know, so I mean, I don't know who all got the email invite. Apparently a lot of people. But you know, I know we were not on that on that list, but okay, fine. I mean, that's all fine too. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know whether city council all got the invite. Maybe they did. Maybe they did have other things going on, but kind of the, well, how dare you didn't come to our event? Okay, well, that's not always the best way to approach a relationship with a political body is, you guys suck. Why didn't you come to our meeting? Okay, also, it doesn't seem particularly Buddhist to me, but then again, I'm an outsider. D.C. Reeves is like, whoa.
And I know the organization had a meeting on Monday, and there may have been some things said that might have certainly misrepresented myself, our city staff, our seven city council members, who have intently, over months and months of time, I believe, previous to my administration here, have had these conversations. And the discussion's been around a decade-long $42 million commitment to our general fund. And I just wanted to hopes of clarifying a few things.
Yeah, like, y'all are kind of mischaracterizing things and you act like we're not doing anything. We're actually doing a lot in this regard as a city. And, you know, we kind of agree in principle, but that doesn't mean we agree with your way of doing things.
And that's the heart of the issue here, not a disagreement on philosophy. But because we won't accept an idea that's not feasible, it seems we're being misrepresented as unwilling, unsupportive, and as I was told on April 17th, we refuse to hear the concern. And it's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that you have deaf ears. It's just a question of whether your proposal is persuasive, feasible, is the right answer, given all of the other things. Now, there's no doubt that we have an affordable housing crisis in Pensacola, across the state. We know this is a problem. Driven largely by the massive inflow of new people from outside of our area. It was going in the wrong direction before, and then, you know, all the people coming in, I mean, you know, and add the Biden economy on top of that. Like, you know, it's a collaboration of bad forces. But that doesn't mean that this plan is necessarily the right one to go with. And, you know, I appreciated, you know, George Young, who's a bishop, an Episcopal bishop, and then Dr. Rick Branch, who I've heard him more like in the meetings for the school board talking about standing up for some of the books, you know, just so you kind of, you know, see which way people lean. But he says,
if there is a better plan that would deliver 1,000 affordable rental units in the next 10 years for the households who need it most, we are more than open to discuss that with all of you. Research shows that to tackle this problem at scale requires the city to take bold action around something like a housing trust fund. Waiting on these issues is also not cost-free. The longer we wait to start, the longer it will take to fix. Just Pensacola, as a coalition of faith communities, urges you to take the first step, establish the ordinance, and ensure that funding in the upcoming budget is earmarked for affordable rental housing.
So, again, you know, as a conservative, I don't tend to view private marketplace events, even when they're uncomfortable and problematic, as the kind of thing that immediately demand big government solutions. I tend to think that markets create problems that the markets then solve, okay? And so I'm not sure how much, but we have seen our local governments, you know, are interested in doing something. But the idea that the local government is just going to suddenly become the builder of last resort and just put, you know, tens of millions of dollars into building things, talk to me a little longer about that proposal and whether that really is the way that things make the most sense. 616 here on News Radio 92.3. So again, this organization had their big event, and then they came to city council kind of angry that people from city council and the mayor didn't show up to that event and acting like they're not doing anything and talking about how they're not willing to listen. And I just don't have that experience. The city council is actually very willing to listen. And also, you know, so is Mayor Reeves, even if they disagree. Again, just as a tactical matter, you know, showing up angry isn't necessarily the most persuasive approach, even though I understand you're frustrated. And the people that you represent in your congregations are frustrated, too. 617 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
And watching visibility issues, of course, near Avalon and I-10 as they work to get that structure fire under contained I-10 westbound near mile marker 20 and 21. Mobile Highway, and it looks like Mislick Way and West 9 Mile Road showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Taking a look at the north end of the county in Century, Burley Lane and 168 showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Avalon and Carroll Road, this is in Milton, they are showing a roadblock, so use caution in that area and certainly wherever you are. And if you see an accident, you can always text in 437-1620 or if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got a nice import vehicle, you paid a little bit extra to get it, you've got an Audi or a Mercedes or you've got a Lexus or a BMW, look, you don't have to pay extra to service that vehicle. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They will take care of you. They work on those cars all the time, and they work on all kinds of cars, right? Not just imports, okay? You know, domestics too, trucks, diesel engines, whatever the case is. If it's got an engine, they can work on it. But the point is, a lot of people think, like, my import's got to go to the dealership. It doesn't. It just doesn't. And especially if that dealership is a ways away and it costs you more money and time and all of that. Look, Bobby Likas Auto right here on Davis Highway, they take care of it. 2021 Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. CarClinicService.com is the website if you want to see more about how they do business. But basically, they're trying to prevent the big things by seeing you for the little things, the routine things. That's why they call it preventative maintenance. That's the philosophy. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory, to our truck, to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel is the home of experts of local businesses in all shapes and sizes. Tomorrow at 10, two experts in the Pensacola area bring their entertaining and informative points of view regarding everything about advertising. Don't miss hearing Dick Appleyard from the Appleyard Agency and Jim Grimes Jr. with Southern Media as they discuss why your business should advertise. It's everything about advertising. Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Hot Glass Cold Brew is Friday night at the First City Arts Center. Get an artisan glass and fill it with craft beers. Enjoy live music and glass blowing demonstrations benefiting FCAC's gallery, 10,060 artists. More at firstcityart.org. Pensacola Parks and Rec present the inaugural Spring Arts and Crafts Show, Saturday at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Center. More at visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, informative news and talk, local news and talk, and dependable news and talk, now on the FM dial at 95.3.
It's not over yet.
It is for me, sister. Look, I ain't in this for your revolution, and I'm not in it for you, princess. I expect to be well paid. I'm in it for the money.
You needn't worry about your reward. If money is all that you love, then that's what you'll receive.
I could just listen to it all day. John Williams is such a master.
Pretty great.
Happy day between the 3rd and the 5th of May. It's May the 4th. Be with you today. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, Star Wars addicts. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The attorneys for former President Trump say he will not be testifying, and they're not going to call any witnesses in the civil trial against him. Late yesterday, Trump's deposition was played for the jury. And for the first time, they heard Trump say the rape accusation by writer E. Jean Carroll isn't true. The suspect accused of stabbing acclaimed author Salman Rushdie expected to go on trial this fall. Prosecutors accused 24-year-old Hadi Matar of attacking the writer during an event last August. Rushdie was seriously hurt in the assault but did survive his injuries. And the restaurant company that owns Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse is buying Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. The deal's worth more than $700 million. Darden Restaurants will take over more than 150 Ruth's Chris Steakhouse locations around the world.
It's Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Like Ruth's, but like Ruth.
Like Rufus.
Like if Ruth owned a Ruth's guy named Chris. Chris. Yeah. Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris.
That's the weirdest name.
You guys haven't been?
I have never been. I've never been in.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Oh, I had a coupon.
They're a lot in big cities.
And they're expensive as hell.
Yeah, they're,
but
they're
great. Yeah, you can cut those steaks with a fork.
So they also own Longhorn. Is that what you said? Like Darden owns
Darden
Longhorn?
Owns Longhorn.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know Olive Garden because I worked there for a long time. But okay, so they're going to own Ruth's Chris and also Longhorn. Interesting.
I think they already own Longhorn.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mistaken.
They own Longhorn. They're acquiring Ruth's Chris, you know. So
all two steak restaurants, yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
623, David, thanks so much for the update. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I was so annoyed yesterday. We were talking about the writer's strike, and I was making the point that these writers who are on strike, though I'm with them in their concerns, and I think what they're asking for is probably fair, and certainly their issues about, you know, coming AI and loss of work and all that kind of, I mean, I'm not generally with strikers, but at least in terms of their concerns, I'm with them. And I was making the point that if their purpose in the striking was to demonstrate that they're super creative, clever writers, I'm not sure they were succeeding.
Corporate greed has got to go.
Hey, hey.
Right, and they were, you know, just the weakest chance. Okay, and if you're a writer on strike, show me you're creative and clever. And several people texted me in yesterday, and they said, Andrew, you ought to ask ChatGPT to see what ChatGPT comes up with for strike chance. Well, I couldn't yesterday on the show because it wasn't working. I tried several different times to try. It was so annoying because ChatGPT, the problem is that ChatGPT was on strike yesterday, and I couldn't get an answer from it. So last night I asked, please. I don't know why I use please with ChatGPT, but I do. I feel like I'm supposed to be polite, like I'm asking a person who cares.
So when they take over, it's not going to be
They'll like me better. I'll be the collaborator. Please generate some pithy or funny chants to use if you're a Hollywood writer on strike on the picket line. You know, which I thought was a good encapsulation of the demand. So here's what ChatGPT came back. Remember, hey, hey, ho, ho, corporate greed has got to go. What do we want? Contracts. When do we want them now? Sorry, when do we want it now? Funny, it's not conjugated properly, but okay. That was their chance. That was the writer's chance. Here's what ChatGPT gave me. Hey, hey, ho, ho, writer's block has got to go.
That's better.
It is. The first one is better. What do we want? Better pay. When do we want it? Yesterday?
Better.
See, this is embarrassing for the writers because their stuff is better, or ChatGPT stuff is better. They're not all winners, okay? We're tired of being lowballed. We want our fair share. Writers unite and show them we care. The rhythm's not right.
Still better.
We write the lines that make the actors shine, so why are we getting paid in pennies and dimes?
Better.
See?
They're all better.
Without us, there'd be no TV, no movies, no scripts, so listen up, producers, and hear our gripes. It seems like that's more sort of a poetic rhyme. We may be the quiet ones behind the scenes, but we won't be silenced when it comes to our means. Little erudite for my taste, but okay. Our words are our power, our stories our might. Pay us our dues, it's only right. Better?
Yeah.
We're striking for our future, for the writers to come, to ensure they're treated better than some. We're not asking for the world, just a little more dough. So listen up, producers, and end this show. I'm just telling you, I'd way rather listen to ChatGPT chanting than the strikers. Hollywood, hear our plea. Pay us more, we're on strike, can't you see? Without us, you've got no plot. Without us, you've got no squat. Or no, you've got squat. And then last two. We may be quiet behind the screen, but without us, your movies are just a dream. And then, okay, we're on strike, we're not writing until our wages are just an inviting.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just saying.
Most of those are better.
Right. They're not all super winners.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at some of the signs yesterday, like take this intellectual property and shove it. I thought that was funny.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no,
excuse me.
No,
yeah,
it's
no
fine.
I know, but I hear you.
And look, I feel like basically the writers need better writers. That's the problem. They needed better coordination for their effort. So we'll see. So if your point was to prove that ChatGPT can't do your job better than you can, one for the machines. 627 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
There's an accident on Avalon and Carroll Road, and this is right before it hits Highway 90, right before the PSC Milton campus, and I'm showing a disabled vehicle with a roadblock there. Also watching for areas of... there's a brush fire, I mean, as we all know, I-10 westbound, mile marker 20 to 21, so you may have some visibility issues. Looks like there's a prescribed burn at Interstate Circle in Pensacola, Brewer Drive, and Quiet Oak Lane. And then another accident at 9 Mile, it looks like, in Mislek Way. So use caution there, not showing a roadblock, though. And caution wherever you are, as you know, 437-1620. You can text if you see that accident or slow down. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get the best price in either direction. And by the way, I know I was talking about Christina Leavenworth as a great person to sell a home with, and it's true, okay? Over 230 homes sold last year. But as a buying agent, she brings all of that knowledge of what sellers want and what sellers are looking for and what will persuade a seller to your resource when you're trying to buy. Because, you know, a lot of times you feel like, well, I'm kind of shooting in the dark here, not sure what to do. Oh, she knows because she's been on the seller side so many times. So she'll help you figure out how to put together a good application, you know, what price to offer, what they're willing to take, you know, all the, even on new builds. She says she can get good deals. So not just on the sell side, but on the buying side as well. But on the selling side, I mean, you know, just amazing. The number of homes that she sells every year, it's outstanding. Many times above list price, many times just in a couple of days. I mean, even with this market, homes are still selling very quickly because they know what to do. They've got that expertise. So if you want to find out how Christina can help you, 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 437-1620, I love this. I got somebody texted in and said, the Rebel Alliance is a subversive organization. Long live the empire. Okay, we know where you stand. That's fine. You know, I'm just saying the marksmanship training on our side is better. This is an interesting note. You heard David mention this earlier, but the P&J doing good reporting here that Commissioner Doug Underhill, who had been in this longstanding litigation over whether his comments on social media constituted a part of his job or not. Because if they constitute a part of his job as a commissioner, then they are protected, which is what the judge said, and legal fees to defend the use of language in as part of his job as a commissioner should be paid for by the county, which is the position that he maintained forever. Well, the county's now 0-2 on these issues because the other members of the board, particularly Jeff Bergosh and Stephen Barry, but also, you know, Commissioner May and to some degree, you know, Commissioner Barry, more so the first three, but they were like just, you know, enemies of his. And so every tiny little thing that they could do to dig him, criticize him. You know, there was this one crazy case where they took his discretionary money to pay more for a project that they had themselves made cost more. And then when the money came back because it got grant subsidized, they wouldn't even put it back into his pot. I mean, just like crazy, ridiculous, petty stuff. And part of it was they wouldn't pay for his legal fees. Now, I've waited to talk about this a long time because I wanted to see the process work its way out. But of course they should be paying for his legal fees. And yet, here we go. The judge said, yeah, you're going to have to pay for these legal fees because he was operating within his activities as a county commissioner. They said it violated the tech policy. He said, you heard of the First Amendment?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A man accused of shooting in an Atlanta hospital waiting room, killing a woman, wounding four others. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is now under arrest.
Investigators say Patterson stole a truck left running at a gas station. They tracked that truck using highway cameras. Police say he dumped the truck, then ran into a condominium development. People who live there saw him and immediately called 911.
Rob DiRienzo with Fox 5 Atlanta. The suspect's mother says he's mentally ill. The woman killed, Amy St. Pierre, was 38 years old. A vaccine for respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, is approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
That's the respiratory virus most notorious for attacking babies, but it endangers their grandparents, too. FDA approval makes the shot, called Arexv, the first of several potential vaccines for RSV. Adults 60 and older could get vaccinated as early as this fall.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. Stock futures are lower ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. The sun shining. Looks like another beautiful day here in Pensacola. It's 61 right now. We do have an update on the wildfire in the Avalon Boulevard area of Santa Rosa County. The latest update we had says the fire was around 215 acres and was 60% contained. This was last night. The Blackwater Forestry Service was going to be monitoring that overnight. Now, when we hear anything this morning, we'll let you know. And yesterday, that fire was causing some smoky conditions along I-10. Weather getting warmer, and that means, well, there's a lot more people out and about. And unfortunately, that means some of them are up to no good as well. Pensacola police say in the last 30 days, 12 cars have been stolen in the area. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says there is one common denominator in all of those vehicle thefts. They were all left unlocked.
We know that vehicle alarms cost money. We know that the bar that you can put across the steering wheel to secure it costs money, but it costs absolutely nothing to lock the car and take the keys out of it.
And Wood says he doesn't have the exact numbers, but some of those cars were recovered. He said the bigger concern is sometimes those stolen cars turn up later in violent crimes, such as drive-by shootings. Well, in anticipation of their new campus opening this fall, Baptist Healthcare is holding a job fair later this month. That'll be held Thursday, May 18th from 2 until 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Boulevard. Some of the available positions include RNs, medical assistants, receptionists, accounting, radiology, and physical therapy. And for more information on the job fair or the list of available openings, you can check out their website at joinbaptist.org. Well, in an update on the contest for the three-dimensional welcome sign on the Pensacola side of Three Mile Bridge, some of the first designs have been submitted and a few potential finalists are already identified.
We kind of have to sit down with the artist and say, okay, tell us about these materials. Wait, this might be 6 inches too big. You know, there. And so we knew coming into this that this is going to be a little complicated. And it's complex. This is a six-figure installment here, you know, between everything, engineering, and the restaurant's got to give us an easement to be able to access the property. There's a lot of moving parts with FDOT as well. So,
and Mayor Reeves there, and he says, while the contest is more complex than most, it should reflect the city better than just putting up Pensacola on a sign. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign a bill expanding Florida's controversial parental rights and education law. Now, under the original law that was passed last year, classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity was banned from kindergarten through third grade.
I get that there are parents everywhere that maybe we can stand up here and say they're not doing their jobs, but we can do ours and we can model good behavior and we can have an expectation of what is appropriate in a public school.
And now the bill expands that ban to include pre-K through eighth grade. The bill also restricts how teachers and students can use preferred pronouns in schools. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. Watching a little bit going down in Pensacola right now. For one, My Slick Way and Nine Mile Road, close to Nine Mile Road, showing an accident but not showing a roadblock this morning. Visibility issues as they work on a prescribed burn in Pensacola at Interstate Circle and Quiet Oak Lane. And, of course, the fire that David mentioned just a little bit earlier, I-10 westbound between mile marker 20 and 21. There's still that brush fire they're working to contain. So there may be visibility issues in that area. Then a disabled vehicle with a roadblock. This is in Milton. It's on Avalon just before 90 on Carroll Road. And it looks like there is a roadblock in that area with a disabled vehicle. Caution wherever you are, as you know. And certainly if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
More beautiful weather in store for today with a few more clouds building in as we head into the evening hours. Highs today in the low 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. As we go into Friday, we will have a small chance at a few stray showers later in the day. 20% chance of rain on Friday, highs still in the 80s. Friday night temperatures dropping into the 60s, and a small chance of rain continues as you go into Saturday and Sunday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now it is 61 sunshine in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 54 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Senate has voted 56-41 to block a move by the Biden administration to temporarily remove tariffs on solar materials imported from Southeast Asia, sending the measure to President Biden's desk for an expected veto. Lawmakers who want to overturn the tariff exemption say the White House's stance harms U.S. solar manufacturers while benefiting their Chinese competitors, many of which route their products through Southeast Asia countries to skirt U.S. tariffs on China. Aerospace and defense giant General Dynamics reported its first quarter where an airline delivery was missed as a result of supply chain issues, noting late shipments from supplier Honeywell. General Dynamics received 21 out of 24 expected deliveries during the quarter. Two aircraft did not deliver due to late engine deliveries, while the one remaining large cabin aircraft was plagued by registration delays. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving.
It's like a slide whistle, right? Isn't that what makes sense? 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, somewhat musical. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as he does every Thursday, is Wes Moreno, the county administrator for Escambia County. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Always good to have you. All right, I'm going to start with your favorite subject, a roads topic, because I know that's your background, that's your passion, your love. Divine Farm Road, where we've got this bridge that's not in good condition, and, you know, a whole lot of people living in a place up against a borrow pit, and there's a long backstory to this, and too narrow of a road and all that. There's an item on the agenda today. What's on the agenda for today?
To award the design of the new bridge. And what I envision as we move forward into that design, also asking this firm to give us a plan to do some widening between the bridge and Highway 97. And so we think we can get some good information and a good plan put together for that. So it's going to be all-inclusive there and a much-needed project for sure.
And remind me, when Divine Farms came and asked for permission to expand capacity, I can't remember now if we gave them a partial yes or a no or a wait. I don't remember what the decision was. Do you remember?
They gave them a partial approval of what they were asking. They were asking for the remainder of the property to be permitted. And if I recall right, I think the board approved up for 5 acres.
Yeah, that's what I was. Okay, thank you for clarifying. So, I mean, at some point, this problem solves itself to a degree because the trucks won't be running anymore. But that's a ways off in the future. Of course, the challenge, as you know, I mean, is that even if you widen it, the problem is the place the road is most vulnerable is at the edge, which is where the trucks tend to drive as they're trying to avoid the people and the, you know, like, so how do you build a road to defend against the natural behavior of the heaviest vehicles using it, right? Like, that's, am I right, that's the challenge?
Yeah, so in that kind of a situation, there are a couple of things. You can do full-depth asphalt. You know, you can do 6 inches of full-depth asphalt, or you can come back with graded aggregate base and do some base work and stiffen it up. What I would envision, I was looking at it the other day, I would envision full-depth asphalt. I think that would probably be our most successful strategy.
Very good. And, well, you know, obviously, you know, long time to come, but still, you know, working on it. That's kind of the progress is, to me, the good news note. We have another good news note. Four candidates have started classroom training for emergency communications dispatchers, right? Which, you guys were down how many for this?
We were down about 8 positions, and we were struggling. You know, it's a high stress position, and so we were falling behind in the wage areas as some of our neighboring counties and agencies. So we made a put a plan together to increase the base rates, entry level rates, and also the rates for the incumbents over there now. And so that's opened us up to more applications, and you know, it's a position where you can come in and spend some time in there just to see if you think it's something that might be for you. And so you can come in and observe and see how things go. And because it is high stress. And so we encourage that. And if you think it's for you, submit your application. We certainly have some more openings.
And we will definitely figure out if it's not right for you, and you'll know that it's not right for you if it's not, but if it turns out to be. And a lot of times it's people you wouldn't think it's the right fit for them, but it really turns out that they love it. They're great at it. So that's good news, getting four of those in. We got a couple of meetings coming up. One, there's a joint meeting with the city next Tuesday to deal with homelessness, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's something that Mayor Reeves reached out to me, and it was something he kind of put together, if you will, I think, he and the city. And he had been to Washington and met some folks there. He wants to bring those folks here in town. They're pretty knowledgeable, pretty reputable when it comes to the homeless initiative. And so we're going to come together and get some good advice, maybe get some more strategy and put things in place. to try to address the homeless initiative. But I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to come together and just share information, share what we're doing, hear what the city's doing, and kind of see what we can do together. Myself and Allison Patton have a little working group that we put together, and we're working hard on it, kind of behind the scenes. But I think we've made some progress. The point in time count, we got involved in that, and we have roughly 1,200, just shy of 1,200 that were counted, which was a huge increase from last year. But we're looking to improve things, greatly improve things as we move forward.
Yeah, and as I understand it, Mayor Reeves has explained that part of the purpose of this is to try to figure out what the Biden administration is putting in place so that we can figure out how we can best take advantage of federal resources in anything that we do, which, of course, that makes perfect sense. Hey, just sure. quick question. I know it's been in the news a bit. The area right off of U.S. 29 south of Brent, the large-ish woods out behind the Washburn Center, it has been cleaned up. It has not been cleaned up. I haven't gone back there and looked, so I just really don't know. There had been a deadline given, but what's the status of the camps that are back in there? 70 or so is my understanding.
Yeah, I believe they still exist. I don't believe it's been cleaned up as of yet.
Okay.
And the county owns quite a bit of property in that area, and there are a lot of homeless camps in that area. We're not really trying to drive anybody out. It's kind of an isolated area at the moment. But yeah, as far as I know, they've not started the cleanup yet.
Okay, all right. And that's kind of where I thought it was, but I hadn't heard anything since the deadline came, and I wanted to ask. We're talking to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Hang on for just a second, Wes. Let's get traffic from Candy.
All right, and just watching a few areas. One, visibility issues. I-10 westbound between mile marker 20 and 21 as they work on that burn. And there's a prescribed burn in Pensacola where you may have visibility issues. This is Interstate Circle, Brewer Drive, and Quiet Oak Lane. Showing an accident at, it looks like, Mislick Way and 9 Mile Road, but not a roadblock this morning. And certainly if you see a roadblock or have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. We got the state budget, and none of these things are signed in yet. It's just a question whether Governor DeSantis actually puts pen to him after they sign Edie today. But and he does often veto things out, so we can't count our chickens yet. But two big items for the county. One is the Gulf Beach Highway drainage outfall for $440,000.
Yep, that's a good one. That's going to, we have an old outfall there that's leaking and the pipe needs to be replaced. But in addition to that, we're looking to put what we call a storm scepter, and which is a type of structure that you put at the end, the outfall end of the pipe, that filters out any silts and sediments before the storm water enters into the bio. So that'll help improve water quality in that area, but also help us repair make a much needed drainage repair there.
We've also got, it's listed as $1 million for the Escambia County Fire Regional Training Facility. What's this all about?
So this is something that's been talked about for a bit. The county owns a large piece of property. Used to be known as 90 and 9 Boys Ranch some years ago, but we own that property, and we are going to put on a portion of that property, we are going to construct a regional fire training facility so we can put our own fire academy together and control our own training.
Oh.
But in addition to that, Commissioner Berry is looking to put some park amenities there and maybe a walking track or something for the community. And so that's going to be a pretty nice project when it's done.
Since it's $1 million coming from the state, I'm guessing that the cost of the actual project is, you tell me, 8, 10?
Estimating 2 to 2.5.
Oh, much less than I expected. Okay. All right. So this is a pretty big share of that. All right. Oh, I know when you and I talked before the show, those were the two, but I saw a couple of others as I was looking over this list. Pensacola Beach Northern Gateway design for $200,000. What's that one? Do you know?
Yeah. So when you come in onto the beach, you know where the toll booth is.
Yeah.
So the long-term vision is to remove the toll booth, make some upgrades to our equipment that sits in the toll booth, and build a new area for that, and then also just improve and beautify the boulevard coming onto Pensacola Beach.
Okay. And then I don't pay a lot of attention to Century because it's sort of just barely within our listening area, but it is our county, obviously. But we got Century well number 3 for $600,000 replacement, and the town of Century, the Freedom Road Bridge replacement for $1.3 million. Those seem like, I mean, that's $2 million of state money for the town of Century, right?
It is, absolutely. And that's something we've assisted them with, and we will continue to assist them throughout the design and construction.
Very good. Just last quick thing, I just want to make people aware, the Delta Concrete Crushing Facility permit for Burgess Road, the move from where they're at on Old Palafox, that is going to be a town hall, and that's next Thursday after the morning meeting, is that right?
Yes, you are correct.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. Today we've got the double meeting day. We've got the agenda review this morning, and then we've got the regular meeting tonight. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. And Wes, as always, thank you for doing what you do, overseeing all these things and keeping us informed about it every Thursday, man. I appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you now.
You bet. 650 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.57. Florida's $3.60. Mississippi is almost down to $3. I don't know why we celebrate that. $4.84 in California. I know. $3.17 east at the Walmart in Navarre. $3.16 west of the Walmart in Navarre. $3.14 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. All those prices are down just a little bit from last week. That's good news. $3.27 at the Exxon in Gulf Breeze proper in Milton. The Raceway has $3.13. The Pea Ridge Murphy has $3.12. That's right by the Pea Ridge Connector. $3.24 at the Raceway at the second station in Pace. Getting over to Pensacola. $3.02 at the Walmart on 9 Mile. $3.05 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, looks like $3.16 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne has got our headlines. David?
The suspect of the in the mass shooting in Atlanta yesterday is in custody. Authorities say Deion Patterson was arrested yesterday in Cobb County. This is after a manhunt that lasted several hours and one person was killed, four others hurt in that shooting at a medical center. CEO pay in the U.S. is soaring. The median pay for the 100 highest paid CEOs rose 7.7% last year to $22.3 million. That's according to a study from research company Equilar. And a bill that would require K through 12 public school students in Alabama to hear the national anthem once a week has now been approved by a state Senate committee. SB 238, sponsored by Senator Gerald Allen, passed along party lines in the Senate Government Affairs Committee yesterday. And this legislation would specify that only the first stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner be heard once a week. If it's approved by both chambers, it would be decided on by voters as a statewide constitutional amendment.
Okay, interesting. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, replacement. You want to pick up that phone and know that the repairs are going to get done right first time, good price. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Their main focus is to give you quality service and installation combined with the best products in the industry. And, you know, you want to do that AC checkup before it gets to be too hot in the summer to make sure it works continuously and doesn't waste your money on electricity. $49 for an inspection right now. $49 for an AC inspection from Peden. They'll also do you a free sewer camera inspection. And then if there happens to need to be work done, $250 off that if you choose to go with them for that work. So whether it's electrical work or AC inspection or, as I said, the free sewer camera inspection, they could take care of all of that stuff. Peden Air Conditioning and Electrical, offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a large location here in Pensacola, and expanding soon to Baldwin County. Check them out online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. And it looks like we do have a couple of things happening. And thank you so much for texting in. Disabled vehicle 87 South. This is before South Lynn off the roadway, though. East Bay Boulevard in Navarre, as we know, closed south of Coppell Drive, part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. Certainly watch for visibility issues as you're making your way through Milton between mile marker 20 and 21. Of course, they're working to get that fire contained. East Olive and Treetop Lane showing an accident with no roadblock. And then a prescribed burn in Pensacola at Interstate Circle and Quiet Oak Lane in Pensacola. Caution, wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, and somebody texted me in and said, you know, the Cumberland Farms that I'm going to, they got 291. I don't give, like, BJ's prices. I don't give Sam's Club prices. I don't give Cumberland Farms prices because they're like memberships. You got to have an app, or, you know, there's some kind of hurdle you got to go. Same thing for cash prices. I don't do cash. Like the Dodge's on 9 Mile sometimes has a good price. But, you know, who's carrying around cash?
Cumberland Farms does a, it's not,
it's
just
a smart pay app or whatever, right?
Oh, just if you use the app. Is that right. The person saying? Oh, okay, yeah.
And so, I like, I yesterday when I went to the Pea Ridge connector opening, I was driving past that Cumberland Farms at, Woodbine. And, you know, I'm like, oh man, that price is good. Wait, why is it 30 cents less? You know, and then 30 cents more, like it goes back and forth.
It's not bad. They just take it out of your bank account.
The regular person price and then the, you know, special permission price. So, you know, just, you know. Huh. somebody texted and they should have gone with Thumberland Farms.
That's so true.
They should have kept
that branding
a little bit.
I still call it the thumb. It's the thumb.
That's right. It still is, even though the color's wrong. 657 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I don't know. As somebody who advocates for democracy and participative government and believes in that, I still think, you know, and so I like people who get involved. I like people who get passionate and do their thing. On the other hand, I just see so much of this where it makes me laugh. Because it seems so silly, the like 13 or 14 people that went to stage a sit-in at DeSantis' office yesterday. So they're protesting, they want attention, and they got it. They got statewide coverage of their protest, and then basically the state police and the Capitol Police came and said, you need to go now, you can't just sit here all day long, which, that's fine. It's a peaceful protest, you know, they're occupying. I mean, I wouldn't think they're going to get charged with, you know, federal crimes or anything like that, but it just, it's fine. It doesn't bother me. It's people want to have their say, and to me, again, participative government is the ideal. Even the times when people do it for, you know, weird reasons or in silly ways, I appreciate that because that's part of how we have our system. All right, time for a very abbreviated future news.
Future news.
How successful is this Pea Ridge connector going to be for getting traffic
super
around?
Super successful.
No, I love it. I think it's genuinely, this is a very, very good thing for that community. Yeah, I didn't do a really good job of prepping this. Will the writer's strike, will they succeed?
Hey-ho, I don't know.
Hey-ho, ChatGPT does a better job of writing my lines.
Whoa.
Oh, crud, whoa.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3.